One glance, one touch, one brief moment was all it took to alter the course of Jenna's life forever. She'd never believed in fate. She made her own damn destiny. And she definitely didn't buy into the fairy tale of love at first sight. And yet. As their gazes met for the first time, as Corey's strong, rough hand enveloped hers, Jenna felt as if he'd left an indelible mark on her soul. "Just pheromones," she reassured herself. Maybe if she repeated that enough, she'd manage to believe it. Somehow, she found her voice. "Mr. Stanhope, a pleasure to meet you." His lips curved, sinful, wicked, and inviting in a way no simple expression should manage.
"Miss Johnson, I assure you the pleasure is mutual."
System initiated.
"Jeremy, did you push that button? The one I said to avoid going near?"
"Why are you accusing me?"
"Probably because you've poked literally everything else that glows since we got into this mess."
"Did you push it?"
"Yes, okay, I pushed the button. It looked important."
"That's exactly why you shouldn't have touched it, genius.
How bad can it be?"
"Oh, and now you've jinxed us. Great, just great."
"Does anyone else see those flashing glyphs that kind of look like a countdown?"
"Oh, crap. Everybody run!"
The best advice I ever received was from a sewing teacher, but really it applies across all areas of life. She said, "Pros don't make fewer mistakes than amateurs. They actually make many more because they have far more opportunities to mess up. The difference between a pro and an amateur isn't the number of mistakes, it's how they're handled. A pro doesn't draw attention to the mistake by apologizing profusely, or swearing and getting frustrated, or deciding it means they're no good at this. A pro knows that mistakes are just part of the work process. They fix it, they learn from it, and they carry on without fuss. Now, obviously, I'm not saying you should never apologize or take responsibility if you make a mistake. But the time spent doing so should be proportional to the impact of the error. Mistakes will happen. The only way to avoid them is to never do anything at all. And where's the fun in that? It certainly isn't any way to live."